Democrats took two eastern governorships away from the Republicans in yesterday's elections. In the Commonwealth of Virginia, Democrat Mark Warner, a millionaire who's never held public office, defeated Republican Mark Early, a former state attorney general. Warner celebrated last night in Richmond.
The people of Virginia have spoken. They've said they want a new approach for our Commonwealth. And tonight, I'm here to tell you I'm ready for the challenge.
Virginia's Democratic governor-elect Mark Warner. He'll face a Virginia legislature that is strongly Republican. In New Jersey, Democrat Jim McGreevy, a suburban mayor, defeated Republican Brett Schundler, the former mayor of Jersey City. McGreevy will be the first Democratic governor of New Jersey since 1989.
I have a message for all of you. This was your fight. This is your victory, and the next 4 years belong to you.
New Jersey's Democratic governor-elect Jim McGreevy. In neighboring New York City, Republicans retained the mayor's office as business tycoon Michael Bloomberg defeated his Democratic rival, consumer activist Mark Green.
Tonight is not about Republicans or Democrats. It's about New Yorkers.
A year ago today, Americans voted for President of the United States. What followed was an unprecedented 37-day partisan battle over hanging chads, butterfly ballots, and hand recounts, finally decided by the Supreme Court in favor of George W. Bush. With the current war in Afghanistan and the anthrax scare, last year's election seems a long time ago. NPR's Philip Davis reports its effects linger, especially in Florida.
Much has changed since November 7, 2000. Palm Beach County's infamous butterfly ballots are being donated to the Smithsonian Institution today. The old Votomatic voting machines are being auctioned off on eBay. Florida Secretary of State Katherine Harris, both admired and vilified for her role in the recount, is running for Congress. She's ahead in early polls. Governor Jeb Bush made election reform a priority in the state legislature, which passed a bill that got rid of punch card ballots. His popularity has surged as residents rallied behind the government after September 11th. At a recent meeting in Miami, Bush said it all shows that people have moved on after learning the lessons from last year's election.
Now there's no chads. There's no different standards for counting and recounting ballots. All of that will be standardized and simplified, and it'll be based on a new concept for politics, common sense.
But many Floridians still have vivid memories of November 7th. Adora Obianweze is a Miami educator and head of the state chapter of the NAACP. She was one of the thousands of Floridians who stood in long lines on Election Day, only to be told they could not vote. In her case, poll workers mistakenly told her she had been sent an absentee ballot.
That turned out to be a real harrowing experience because I ended up having a long argument with the person, and it was a long time before it was resolved. An hour and a half I was timing it.
Those kinds of experiences formed the basis of a lawsuit against Florida by the NAACP, the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, and several other groups. The suit charges that the state wrongly purged thousands of voters from the rolls, especially in black communities, because they were erroneously thought to have had criminal records. It also alleges the state did not process new registrations in a timely manner and that black precincts were more likely to have outdated equipment. Janae Nelson, an attorney with the Lawyers Committee on Civil Rights, says Florida's new electoral reform law is a step in the right direction, but it hasn't fixed all the problems with last November's vote.
We're not seeking to change the outcome of the election. We're not seeking any monetary damages. Rather, the relief that we're looking for is structural so that we can change the process of the election system in Florida.
A year after the election, the state has yet to put in place a new statewide voter registration database. It's supposed to be much more accurate and up-to-date than the old one. A new statewide standard for dealing with problem ballots has not been issued yet either. The civil rights lawsuit challenging the election system likely won't go to trial until next summer, just months before the next statewide election. Nonetheless, local political parties are already gearing up for 2002. Kathy Dubin chairs the Palm Beach County Democratic Party.
Our main thrust is on education so that no one will be afraid to vote, because voting as it was in 2000 should never be a puzzle. It should always be easy. This is America. Everybody's vote should count.
Meanwhile, voters who went to the polls yesterday in several local elections around the state found that, for one last time at least, they had to cast their votes the old-fashioned way, with punch card ballots. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.